This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey everyone, we're about to enter that stretch of the year where it seems like everybody is proposing. So I wanted to help you or somebody you know brainstorm some ideas by picking the most Houston places to get down on one knee. Joining me is longtime Houston photographer and the man behind Aventography, Zia Emma, and Hey Houston editor, Brooke Lewis. It's Thursday, November 9th, 2023. I'm Raheel Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Okay, Zia, you know a thing or two about love because you've shot over 2,500 weddings, hundreds of proposals. And Brooke, look, you know a thing or two about love as well. I know you're reading everything, watching everything. So I'm going to get two different perspectives on this, and I'll give you my perspective as well. Should the man plan ahead and not tell the woman or the significant other about the proposal, or should he take the significant other ring shopping and kind of let them in on the secret before he or she proposes? Z, you start us off because you've seen this happen a lot.
Well, I think the guy should keep it a secret, surprise her. You know, the element of surprise shows lots of emotions and reactions. So I would say don't tell her.
Okay. How about you, Brooke?
Yeah, I think it depends on the person. So I think I love a good surprise. Like, I want to be as surprised as possible. But I also have had friends in the past that kind of want to know if it's coming or not. They may not know exactly when, but they kind of have a timeline. And also, I've had friends that have shown the person the kind of ring that they want ahead of time. So they kind of have an idea, because I know sometimes people just have no idea with these things. So I think it's a mixture.
I think most women are smart, and they, you know, once they get to that serious point, they kind of hint or drop hints,
Hey,
you know, I like my ring to be this way, or, you know, it should be at least 3 carats when we get married, you know, or something.
Yeah. And the reason I'm bringing this up is when I proposed to my wife, my girlfriend at the time, I didn't tell her at all. She had no idea, like literally nothing. Okay. I had talked to a few friends and family about it. I went and picked her ring out because I knew generally what she likes and what she doesn't, right? So I picked the ring out and I proposed to her in Austin at Hamilton Pool. Now, the one regret I do have, and she even said this afterwards, she's like, I wish you kind of told me about it so I could have been a little bit more prepared, right? And the other one, and this goes to you, Z, is I wish I had hired a photographer because I don't have pictures from the moment. I have pictures afterwards, like some random person took a picture, but I wish I had pictures from the moment.
Yeah, I mean, to capture that, you know, if it's, especially if it's a surprise, the raw emotion is priceless and something that they would never forget.
Absolutely. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have 5 categories of places that you can propose at around Houston. The categories are going to be most classic, most Houston, most unique, most, hey, this is in Houston? Oh my gosh, place. And then a dream place to have a proposal or to do one. And that one's going to be a little bit more fun. So you're the guest, Z. Start us off. Where's the most classic place for a proposal in Houston?
Well, classic could mean many things in my mind, but I feel the Williams Water Wall is the most classic because a lot of people want to do it there, you know, with the backdrop of the water and all that, especially after sunset. If you, you know, rent it out, you can put up candles and a table and all, you know, all kinds of good stuff and have your friends and family nearby ready to jump in when she accepts.
That's a really good one. From a photographer standpoint, it also looks really good, right, Z?
Looks beautiful. It looks really nice, you know? So definitely, yes.
Okay, how about you, Brooke?
Yeah, so I think, honestly, Herman Park, Centennial Gardens area, to me is just such a classic place. I feel like outdoor proposals at a park are very classic. You know, there are a lot of people around, so you kind of have to be wary of that. But it's so beautiful. And if you pick the right time of year in Houston, you can get probably a really beautiful shot, if I'm right, Z. And you can also get really beautiful weather in the moment.
I 100% agree with that, too. Herman Park is beautiful. Japanese Gardens is beautiful.
Yeah.
Even Rice University is beautiful, for that matter. Yeah. You know,
mine was the same one, Brooke. It's McGovern Park, right? Centennial Park. And the way it looks there with the hill, with also the green space, and also to the side, you can get some really good shots. One of my really good friends actually got married there during COVID. Like, they rent out the whole place in the evening. And that was one of the most beautiful ceremonies I've ever been to. And it was so much fun because you just see the city around you, and the park is to die for. It's like the best park in Houston.
Yeah, it really is our city's Central Park. I really think it is. It's just so Houston. It's also shaded. So it's just one of the most beautiful areas.
Yeah, it's so nice. Okay, now let's go to our most Houston category. And again, there's a lot of definitions for this one. So Zia, start us off.
Well, the most common place I get requested for a proposal or an engagement session is Herman Park. Without a doubt, everybody wants to go to Herman Park. Now, McGovern Park and Herman Park, I put them in the same category because they're right next to each other. But to me, that would be the most Houston location.
Yeah. And for all the reasons we just laid out, it is such a Houston spot. Brooke, how about you?
Yeah. So I was going to say the water wall, but Z took that earlier. So I'm going to give my backup choice because I feel like this place is becoming like a very Houston landmark. And that's Post Houston. I feel like the rooftop of Post. And I actually just saw someone, a friend I know, that just got proposed to on the rooftop of Post Houston. I think that's becoming like a runner up in proposal spots because it's just becoming a Houston landmark. You get the downtown skyline view. You can go eat some delicious food after. Also, it's just low key. It's not as big of a deal. Like, you're not at a fancy restaurant. You're just, you know, you're at Post, but you also get that Houston feel.
Z, how does the Post look on pictures? Like, what is it in terms of a photographer standpoint? How do you like it?
So, I mean, this, I think it's a very beautiful place. It is limited in certain views, but it is a very nice place, no question.
I think you should have the backdrop of 45 on rush hour. Like, that is the perfect spot, right? Like, is there anything more Houston than that? Right? Just seeing all the traffic, people trying to cut in there on that ramp. I think that is a beautiful spot then.
Very true.
So mine is staying in the Museum District, and it's the Sam Houston Roundabout. I love that place. I think when you look at opening scenes a television broadcast, right? Like for sports, for politics, whatever, it seems like the roundabout is always the first shot.
Yeah.
And I love that place. It looks so cool on camera, especially like around dusk. Man, it just looks so nice, right, Z?
Absolutely. Very true.
Yeah, it looks not like Houston. And actually, when I was watching Love is Blind recently, that was one of the shots they used to show off Houston, of course.
Yeah.
Because I just think it looks like Houston, but it also doesn't to the outsider. So Yeah,
so true. Like, it just, and look, it's Sam Houston, right? So it kind of sets a tone. Either you can go to that Sam Houston roundabout, or you go to Huntsville and do it in front of the big Sam Houston statue. I don't know.
And I've
never done one at the big statue. Never.
Yeah. Have you done any at the We Love Houston sign in Edo?
Not proposals, but I have done photo shoots there.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. Like, we shot some promotional videos there and it looks so cool, but you just have to be going in a time of day where it's not busy because a lot of people do walk that little stretch there. So yeah, it can be like, I had to do like 5 takes because people were just walking my background. I was like, dang it. Okay, this is a good one. I love this one because I think I have the best answer, but let's go to the most unique spot. Z?
In my opinion, the most unique location right now in Houston is the Post Oak Hotel. The roof, the helipad on top over there is beautiful. It has a great view of downtown and it's very, very unique.
Oh, I didn't know you could go up there. That's really cool.
So can a helicopter actually land on this? Could you do like a little helicopter ride and then do the proposal?
Well, If you pull enough strings, I'm sure you can. You know, one thing I've realized, money talks, and if you're willing to pay them, I'm sure they can arrange it.
I will give you a little story here, Brooke. I used to work at Landry's in their marketing department a long time ago. And there were certain days when you would hear the helicopter. Now, this was before the Post Oak Hotel was built. This is just when the Landry's building was there. And you would hear this chopper come in every once in a while. And that was Tillman landing on the helipad and going right to his office. So I don't know if you can rent out Tillman's chopper, but they do use it. And you would know, like, okay, Tillman's in the building. Yeah. So everybody would be on their best behavior, right? So yeah, I mean, it gets used and you hear it all the time. Like, it would shake the whole building.
Yeah.
How about you, Brooke?
Yeah. So for me, I think this is for the diehard sports people. Honestly, I wouldn't probably enjoy this proposal, but I think it'd be pretty cool if you could pull it off. So I think wait for a big Houston sports moment. Maybe you're like, we've been going to the Astros games all season long. They're in the playoffs. And then you pop the question at Minute Maid Park. Or we got to wait, you know, the Texans, they seem like they're chugging along. Or the Rockets, who knows? Wait for one of those big moments. And you could be waiting a long time, though. So maybe not wait too long.
The Rockets,
you could be waiting. Let's not let the relationship go forever. But you could be waiting a while. But wait for one of those big sports moments and pop the question. I think that would be really cool for people who have been going to the games with their significant other.
Zia, how do we feel about this, proposing at sporting events?
From a photographer's point of view, it's a nightmare because it's just impossible with everyone around. Plus, they have their own cameras and they usually have it on the board. So I have never done one at a sporting event for that reason. That's what I think.
Yeah. And Brooke, you know, this is a controversial topic. So when I started in my career, I was doing sports radio. I was a reporter. So I was literally at every Rockets game, every Astros game, every Texans game. And sure enough, once a game, somebody would propose and people would be split on this, like at a normal regular season game. You're saying wait for a big moment, but this would happen literally every game. And everyone was like, this is so tacky. I can't believe he's proposing at a Rockets game or a Texans game or an Astros game. But if that is part of your relationship, then that's a cool moment. That's a really awesome proposal.
I think that's cool. I also think people get really scared for these live proposals because what if the person doesn't say yes? So I think you got to be 100%
sure
that this person's going to say yes, because that's like my worst nightmare, honestly, for myself or even for other friends, like someone proposing to you in front of thousands of people and you rejecting them like that. You can't recover from that.
Oh, there are whole YouTube compilations of that, of proposals gone bad at sporting events. Make sure you find that. Oh, it's so much fun to watch. Look, unfortunately, other people's miseries, you know, it kind of helps you. So it's all good. Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Okay, my most unique spot is the James Turrell Sky Space. It is so beautiful to look at. It's so beautiful to photograph, I'm sure, Z. my brother-in-law proposed to his wife over there, and it was a surprise. So like, it was so much planning, but it works out because pretty much everyone can hide inside the Sky Space. So you don't see anybody, and you know, you do the proposal and then everyone ran out. It was such a cool moment, and it just looks so good, not only on video, but also in pictures.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I feel like with that space, it's so cool because you're going to be there either at, I'm guessing it was at sunset for your brother-in-law, right?
Yeah, sunset.
Yeah. So you're either going to be there at sunset or sunrise. And those are just beautiful hours, honestly, for a proposal to take place and really intimate. So you could either make it like between just you two, or you could have family and friends there. But I just think that's a really beautiful spot in Houston.
It's such a unique spot. Yeah.
On a side note, sunrise or sunset, the golden hour, that's the best time from my point of view for pictures.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you have to plan around then. And then the good thing about the Sky Space is even when it gets dark, it looks really good, right? Because it lights up, right? It has the different moods of light. So it looks really cool. And here's a bonus. You don't have to rent out the space. You can just show up. So, yeah. You know, you'll have to deal with people there, of course. I'm sure they don't like me saying that, but you can just show up. It's not a big deal. Just park and you're fine. Well, so that's the other
Most places nowadays, they require a permit, especially when you have professional photographers or videographers there and they show up with their lights or flashlights or whatever. They want a permit. So
yeah, they do. So look into that. But look, Z, I'm Desi, man. You know what that means, right? For those of you listeners who don't know, Desi is a term for South Asian people, and it just kind of sometimes signifies that we're kind of cheap sometimes, okay? We don't want to get permits. We'll just show up.
Yeah, but if you're proposing, you don't want that to go bad, you know, with security coming. Yeah. Where's your permit? You know, which
that's true.
At Herman Park, they're notorious. So
yeah,
whenever we show up with our lights and crew or whatever, I don't know where they come from, but they're there right within a minute when they see us. And yeah. Like, where's your permit? You're like, oh, here it is. Yeah.
You know who also does that? The Galleria. Don't you ever walk in trying to record anything at the Galleria. Like, you will get stopped instantly. Because we used to try to shoot videos there for work with sports radio stuff. And we would pull our phone out and somebody would show up. It was crazy how fast they show up.
The Galleria would also be like the worst place for a proposal. I would just be mad already, like being in traffic on the way there. So I wouldn't even be excited. I would just be like, why are we here? I don't want to be here.
Oh my gosh. And imagine you do it on the ice rink and like you don't know how to skate. So you're holding onto the wall the whole time. And you have to like kind of crawl out to the Christmas tree if you do it during Christmas. Because that is beautiful.
Yeah,
during
Christmas it looks so good. The Christmas tree is really beautiful. But it's just like the getting to the Galleria, being in the Galleria, it's too much. It's too much.
And then from the proposing standpoint, like how would you even get to one knee with skates on? That would be a rough one. I don't, you know what? We're throwing this one out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to a category that is unique in terms of like, wait, this is in Houston? It's our most, that's in Houston place? Like how is this possible? There's no way this is in Houston. Z, start us off.
There aren't that many places in Houston that are like, you know, breathtakingly beautiful. We're not the most aesthetically pleasing city. We don't have hills. We don't have a huge bridge, things of that nature. But to me, the Post in downtown is very nice. There used to be this beautiful waterfall in downtown next to the theater over there. But to me, that is a beautiful place.
Okay, Brooke, how about you?
Yeah, so for me, I think it's the Eastern Glades and Memorial Park area because I feel like when you're at Eastern Glades, I was there over the weekend just walking with a friend, and you just forget that you're in Houston when you're there just because the way the trees are, the shade, you just kind of are like, I could imagine a really nice proposal happening at a picnic, you know, with you and your significant other underneath all the trees. And especially at night there, it's really cool. I've been there at night. So I think that's my pick. Or honestly, going to Houston Arboretum is another one that you don't really feel like you're in Houston just because of the way the nature is. I don't think people realize that there are some spots where it really is like filled with nature, filled with wildlife. So those are mine.
I like Eastern Glades because of not only shooting towards the water, it looks really nice and it's really peaceful. You don't hear the traffic either of 610, which is rare around Memorial Park. Mm-hmm. But also the sitting side of it, it is so beautiful. The way they've built the concrete structures,
yeah.
It looks so nice. Mm-hmm. And it's so peaceful there. I love that pick.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Mine's going to be the Rothko Chapel. And I just think outside by the fountain, it is so unique in terms of like, wait, we are in Houston right now. I was taking pictures there. We were there with family and I was just taking pictures of my kids. And I put some up on Instagram and people are like, wait, where is this? Hold on. This is in Houston? Like, are you guys here right now? I'm like, yeah, this is in Houston. I think a lot of people miss the Rothko Chapel when they go to the Manila. They don't make that walk over. And then I think also inside the chapel, it's so, wow, like this is, I can't believe this is in Houston, but you can't take pictures in there. But I love just that area. I think that is a, whoa, I can't believe we're in Houston.
Yeah. And I love walking by that area. It's just one of my favorite areas to just kind of escape because it just feels like your own little private oasis. You don't hear a lot of the traffic. It's quiet. But yeah, Rothko Chapel, it doesn't look like this is in Houston at all. It looks like some other place. Like maybe you traveled abroad. People probably thought, oh, where's Raheel? Is he traveling?
Yeah. It really does. It looks like you're in a European city. Yes. So I love that. Yeah. It's a really cool area. Okay. This is a fun one. All right. And this can be like, hey, one day I want to do it. I think this would be cool if I proposed this way or I got proposed this way. This is just a dream place to have a proposal. Where are you picking, Z?
Well, I have two.
Okay.
One is a logistic nightmare because of the people, the pier in Galveston. It's a nightmare to shoot. It's always super windy. Lots of people, you know, walking around in your shot. So that's one. The other is actually inside the Post Oak Hotel. That is a beautiful place.
Yeah, that's a beautiful place. And you can do it by the cars, by the Rolls Royces that are in there and the Bentleys and stuff. Absolutely. Yeah, it looks really nice.
I've done a cool few over there. Yeah.
How about you, Brooke?
Okay, so this is a hard one for me because honestly, I think I'm one of the few women that really has dreamt of where they would like to get proposed to. I've thought of like wedding stuff. I've thought of like who's going to be the person, but I haven't thought about where. But I think for me, somewhere meaningful, like it doesn't have to be a big place. It could be like where we went on our first date. It could be a coffee shop that we had like a really good conversation at. It could be at a park. So I feel like I can't answer this question because I haven't thought of the place, but I think it would just be somewhere meaningful in Houston. It's my hometown. So honestly, you can't really pick a bad spot unless it's the Galleria. So
okay. Look.
Not the Galleria.
Future husband, do not pick the Galleria. Okay. Now I think you should pick the Galleria because it would be so meaningful, right? Like, hey, I listened to that one podcast you did, Brooke.
And
I
remember you saying
not the Galleria. Yeah, see, he pays attention. Okay. Mine, and this is going back to a few years ago. Do y'all remember when that guy stopped traffic on the freeway and proposed to his girlfriend? He got in trouble. He got arrested, I believe. So I'm going to go with stopping traffic on 45 and proposing there, okay? Because that was one of those moments I was like, what is this guy doing? But look, he risked it all just for his girl. So
I just can't even imagine. I feel like, again, that's another thing where you almost have a heart attack proposing. So like, would it be worth it in the end?
Yeah,
That's a very creative idea. And what it tells me is he's willing to stop the world for her. So
There you go.
Beautiful. Think of it that way.
Think of it that way. But look, don't break laws, okay? Yeah. Don't break laws for love. You know, sometimes you have to, but yeah, I'm going to pick that one just for fun. Hey, that was a lot of fun, Z. Thank you so much, Brooke. That was great. And hey, if you are proposing this year and you use some of these tips, let us know if you ended up using them and send us pictures of your proposal. It's awesome. That's so much fun. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
That was Zia Emma. You can learn more about his company, Aventography, with the link in our show notes. And you just heard Brooke Lewis, so this is the perfect opportunity to subscribe to Hey Houston. Brooke is dropping a fresh newsletter in your inbox every morning, highlighting Houston history, events, news, and so much more. Subscribe with the link in the show notes. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.